This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday said that India has given a befitting reply to Pakistan by destroying terrorists' hideouts under Operation Sindoor. He stated that the government had given the armed forces free hand to act, enabling all three services to execute a tactical entrapment that compelled Pakistan to kneel down. Mr. Modi said this while addressing a public rally in Bikaner, Rajasthan.
जो सिंदूर मिटाने निकले थे उन्हें मिट्टी में मिलाया है जो हिंदुस्तान का लहू बहाते थे आज कतरे कतरे का हिसाब चुकाया है जो सोचते थे भारत चुप रहेगा आज वो घरों में डूब डूब के पड़े हैं अपने हथियारों पर घमंड करते थे जो अपने हथियारों पर घमंड करते थे आज वो मलबे के ढेर में दबे हुए हैं
Earlier, during the public function at Palana in Bikaner, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 26,000 crore rupees. Among these, the Prime Minister inaugurated 103 redeveloped Amrit stations spread across 86 districts in 18 states and union territories. The PM also flagged off Bikaner-Mumbai Express train. Speaking on this occasion, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said Railways is witnessing transformative reforms under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar chaired the regional conference of India's ambassadors in Europe in Berlin yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed Operation Sindoor and India's message of zero tolerance for terrorism. They also deliberated on various aspects of more deeply engaging Europe at a time of change. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Rising Northeast Investors Summit in New Delhi today. The two-day summit aims to highlight Northeast region as a land of opportunity and attract global and domestic investment. The summit will include ministerial sessions, business-to-government sessions and meetings, startups and exhibitions of policy and related initiatives taken by state government and central ministries for investment promotion. The two-day event also marks the culmination of various pre-summit activities such as series of roadshows and state roundtables including ambassadors meet and bilateral chambers meet organized by the central government with support from the state governments of the northeastern region. The United Kingdom has signed an agreement handing sovereignty over the contested and strategically located Chagos Islands to Mauritius. The move, the British government said, ensures the future of a US-UK military base that is vital to British security. Under the agreement, the United Kingdom will pay Mauritius $136 million per year to lease back the base for at least 99 years. The Indian Ocean archipelago is home to a strategically important naval and bomber base on the largest of the islands, Diego Garcia. Speaking to reporters about the deal, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer said the deal, which involves a lease on the base for 99 years and beyond, is in the UK's national interest.
This is absolutely vital for our defence and intelligence, and therefore for the safety and security of the British people. The strategic location of this base is of the utmost significance to Britain. From deploying aircraft to defeat terrorists in Iraq and Afghanistan, to anticipating threats in the Red Sea and the Indo-Pacific, the base is right at the foundation of our security and safety at home.
India has welcomed the signing of the treaty between the United Kingdom and Mauritius on the return of Mauritian sovereignty over the Chagos Archipelago, including Diego Garcia. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the formal resolution of the long-standing Chagos dispute through this bilateral treaty is a milestone achievement and a positive development for the region. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants recorded a 33-run win over table toppers Gujarat Titans at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. After being invited to bat first, Lucknow Super Giants scored 235 for 2 in stipulated 20 overs with Mitchell Marsh's maiden IPL century. Today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.